Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. I gotta add the je. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
You gotta get the
yeah. Bon. I love it.
I had such a good
fresh back from France.
Yes.
The passport, yes. Baby, is back, baby.
Yes.
How many baby. Pages on the passport page?
I've never been to Europe. I'm going next year.
You
for
have
sure.
to. You
for
have
real?
To. Never first of all, it's not yeah. expensive, and the exchange family. Rate is amazing.
I have family in London, so I gotta go.
Yes.
I love it. I can't go
I
to
did,
certain countries.
I did 5 days in Paris, and then I threw myself into a really uncomfortable
I seen.
Situation, right? What
you
I
went exploring.
Decided to do, I went exploring. I rented a car, and for 10 days, I drove around the south of France.
Okay, stop.
Stopping.
Why?
What side of the, do they drive on the left or the right?
The right, normal. Yeah, okay. I wanted to get out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
I wanted to shake shit up. I speak French, but not good enough to drive around the countryside. Yeah, it was stressful. And I had rented like a little Fiat because you know that like the streets are really narrow. Everything
and they're
is
different.
Like
you drive on the opposite side.
You don't. Not in France.
Oh, okay.
That's the UK.
Okay.
Where you
okay.
drive on the left hand side. It's the normal side.
Okay.
But they didn't have a small car, so they gave me like an MG, which is the size of a Bronco.
Oh
so
my goodness!
I'm going like down these one way streets where the it's mirrors terrible. Are like ready to scrape the walls. I felt like I was driving an 18-wheeler. It was crazy.
Right.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
How's gas?
I had such a good time. Expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, so very, very expensive.
You didn't get radicalized, did you?
I
go over
think
there
so.
And become like it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I don't
those
think
those guys
so.
Back home got it all screwed up. No.
No, but I ate healthy. I didn't have any caffeine. I didn't really eat much sugar.
Tell Raria what you were telling me about the this is gonna blow your mind. Tell them about the restaurants closing at 2 to 6.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, I was very pissed off because I don't get hungry till like 3 p.m. So lunch is from like noon to 2 or 2:30, and then the restaurants shut down. And then they open for dinner from like 6 to 10. Some of them don't open until 8, like 8 to 10 for
it's like
dinner.
A city full of 400 chows.
So, and you know, I eat, yes. So I eat at like 3 p.m. So it limited what I could eat. I was eating like shit that you find in a coffee shop or getting baguettes and butter or cheese or like snacking because I kept missing meals.
What are the French known for, as crazy as it may sound? What are they known for? What is their signature?
Pâté, cream sauces,
ooh.
Baguettes. Croissants.
Bread. I love ooh. Breads. Okay,
coffee.
So for
their
sense,
coffee
yeah.
is slamming. I
really?
Didn't drink any while I was there because I didn't really do caffeine.
I love it.
But yeah, their coffee is, it's dark and it's full. And
that
it's
might
rich.
Be why I have to go. You know, I love me a good cup of mud. Rory was like, you're going to drink your coffee black.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Wayne,
so
we went
to get some coffee and you know how you put a little something in your coffee. He put nothing.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
He just grabbed the cup
black.
After it poured
when I'm,
out.
Yeah,
and
when I'm there,
away.
I drink. When I'm overseas and I'm drinking coffee, I drink it black.
Got to.
But no sugar, no
nothing.
Right to the feeling.
Dark coffee tastes good. Dark everything tastes good.
That's what's up.
Unless it's chicory. That's why I learned how to drink
the chicory.
Black coffee.
I learned chicory.
Chicory,
from you.
Chicory, chicory.
Yeah, chicory is that's very powerful.
It's a thing.
Very
it's a thing.
Robust coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
And if you could drink chicory straight, Max Wildhouse, that's small potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So I got to share the greatest thing that
come
happened.
On.
So I was in Paris for the first 5 days and it rained the whole time. I don't mean sprinkle. I mean pouring rain, right?
Okay.
The whole time. So it wasn't like I could go out and not get soaking wet.
Right.
So Adam Favors, who works for 50 Cent.
The OG?
Sure you, yeah, the OG. He came to
three
Paris.
Three times for Adam Favors.
Yeah, he came to Paris to visit me, which is really cool. And he said, I have a surprise for you. Leave one of the nights open. So I said, okay. So he got us tickets to the Kanye...
The Vultures.
Ty Dolla $ign listening
yes,
party.
Yes, that you put the video in the chat. I saw that.
Dude.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was really amazing. So, first of all, who gets a comp for that? Adam Favors.
Right.
Like, how amazing is that?
Yeah. How amazing was it to see all
saying,
of the people in France singing
never,
his songs in
was,
English?
It was incredible. And it's not like an American crowd. I mean, American crowds are cool. I'm not trying to on him, but in France they were jumping so hard that I thought I was going to die. I thought that the stands it was 20,000 people and me.
They don't have access to
stand,
yay like we do.
We
take yay for granted
this.
Over here.
We do. It's
we take
true.
Yay
we
for
take
granted.
We take a lot of things for granted over
it's
here.
True.
We, take
a lot of
yay, we take a lot of our celebrities of for granted, but we take yay for granted.
But I thought for like I'm like I'm going to make dinner reservations because he's never going to get us into this. That mother got us in.
Yeah, I love it.
Pineapple.
I love it. Yeah,
I was so
Adam
Favors
is the quadruple OG, man. He's
super
an amazing
OG,
person.
Just amazing human being, great person to spend time with, and he got tickets to Kanye.
What was the music like out there? Was it like jazzy?
Mm-mm. It's pop. It's
pop.
Pretty much like our music. Yeah. They play a lot of French content because there's laws that, you know, on the stations out there where a certain percentage has to be French music, which is as it should be. But the fans knew Vulture. It had only been out for a week and they knew it word for word. And what I really learned was that anthem rap or anthem pop songs are where it's at. That's what does really well.
Anthem pop.
Because the fans were hype about everything, but on the really anthem sounding songs, they were just at it. Like they were just, and again, word for word, there were parts where Kanye just shut the sound off and let 20,000 people sing the song.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything but film.
We take them for granted.
And you know I'm not a Kanye fan, right? I left there a Kanye fan. Like I was a fan of his stardom, not him as a person. No disrespect. He's a fine human being. But I left as like a fan of his creations.
Right.
Mm. Because the fans loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, we take you for granted. He's done some amazing things musically, yes. Sonically. You know, he's done some really amazing things. Yeah. Gotta give him props. Absolutely. So yep. France, okay, so...
So I came home with my self-esteem on 10 because I kept throwing myself into situations that were uncomfortable. I just wanted to push myself.
Oh, like standing in a room with 30,000 French people at a Kanye concert? That doesn't sound... That sounds like, you know, normal Wendy.
Exactly.
Jeez and, Louise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mesmerized because, like...
I went places where people don't speak English.
I was going to say, no one speaks English.
None. Wow. And I do speak French, but my French isn't good enough to, like... have a flat tire.
What was your favorite city along those stops? You said you went to 10 other cities?
Yes, Aix-en-Provence was my favorite.
Okay, why?
But hands down. It was the most calming for me. There was a lot to do. There were little shops. The art was incredible. I went to Cezanne Studio, which was incredible. There was just enough to do there to really pull my attention. And because I was going to be gone for 15 days, my goal was to do just one cool thing every day. And then when I got there, I realized, okay, I can do two cool things every day and still have enough time to like read, get a little bit of work done for my clients and rest so I wouldn't come home tired. Do you know I did like three cool things every day? I made my own perfume. I made a purse. Wow. I went on different food tours. I learned how to make croissants. I learned how to bake bread.
Sounds like you went on this trip with your best friend, yourself.
Myself, yes.
And you did all this alone.
I did all of this alone. Yes.
Very brave of
you. At 61 years old. Brave, borderline crazy, yes. And I had a really good time.
Well, crazy would have been if you went out there, you know, half-cocked with no cell phone. That would have been crazy. But, I think you're bold.
Yeah.
Piss and vinegar.
Piss and vinegar is what we talked about. Yeah.
I love it.
And,
I
think that's it was because I came home and all of the things that were like, problems before I left no longer are. I'm so confrontational right now, and I apologize in advance because you guys are going to definitely, you're the closest to me, you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're over here and you're able to survive and do what you need to do. I wandered in Marseille. I wandered into, they have a very strong Arabic influence just because of where they're, you know, where they're located at the bottom of the map. Mm-hmm. And I wandered into a neighborhood that I should not have really been in.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, old Wendy would have been really nervous and scared. And I wasn't at all.
I was going to ask you, did the people treat you like, you know, a snob-nosed American or did they welcome you?
People were very welcoming. And again, I do speak a little bit of French, so I didn't speak English the whole time. As Americans, sometimes we go into a foreign country and we force people to greet us in our own language. And I didn't do that. There were times where in Paris, where I would start speaking to somebody and they would answer me in English. And I realized, wow, my little French must be like Brooklyn French.
Right.
You know, it must be pidgin French.
Or it was a sign of where, hey, you could be yourself. That's cool. Yes. I can speak English.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's like a compliment to some people. Like
outside of Paris.
If you're not from French and then you come here and you know how to speak a little bit of French, it means you took a little,
you
put some thought into coming here. So we want to help you out.
Respectful too.
Yes. Yes. And then the last thing that I'll say, because I don't want this to all be about like my vacation, even though I so rarely take them now, but when I was in Monaco, and I was really looking forward to going to Monaco. Monaco is a really wealthy country. Yes, yes, yes. Very wealthy.
That's on my list of places.
I expected it to be like
the quality of life. I think that's the number one quality of life in the world is Monaco.
I get it. I really get it. I even had lunch like at the yacht club, which was really cool. And you're not supposed to. I just wandered. Because when you're alone and you don't realize what you're doing, you kind of Forrest Gump your way into some situations. Right. You're like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not a member. Where's the restaurant?
Right.
You know, it was kind of that situation. But I realized, I thought it was going to be like a French Dubai, right? And as I was looking around, yeah. I realized how many women look like Kim Kardashian. Mm. And it dumbfounded me. I spent 4 hours at Monaco. I had to get no disrespect to Kim Kardashian, but it's a little scary to me that people use her as like the bar of
the barometer.
Yes, they go beauty. They go to the to
exotic.
The,
this is what yes, an exotic they go to
the
doctor like.
And they say, make me look like this. And I kept looking like, oh my God, is that Kim Kardashian?
I'm crying.
Wait, is that Kim Kardashian? Is that Kim Kardashian? It was crazy. It would suck to be Kim Kardashian going to Monaco.
Right.
Because it'd be like, why does everybody here look like me?
And then the people who are driving like the baddest cars in the world.
Yes.
And the
yes.
biggest boats.
Yes.
It's one of the
I have
know,
more
most
pictures
wealthiest.
Of yachts.
I think it's
like
the
number
top
one.
Five or number
I think
one
it's the number
one.
Yeah.
And it's like definitely yeah. number one for like quality
for country,
of life, living
it's
wise.
It's probably
yeah.
the okay. wealthiest country.
I know
because it's small.
I know Dubai, like Monaco. I don't know the order, but if it's yeah. Monaco's number one, yeah. I just know that's on my list of places
small.
To go.
It's like the size of Manhattan. So you can walk like. Okay. It's like a mile and a half wide. Like you could, okay. I'm exaggerating, but you can.
Got it.
Yeah, it's a very small, and it's a country. It's its own country.
Yeah.
I went to the casino, which was really cool in Monaco. And then I got the.
Yeah, you had a blast.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
it.
You had a blast.
I did. I had such I a good great. Time. Such a good time.
And,
I will
and go you to found some of the year. Answers to the questions that you were asking yourself.
I found all the answers.
Yeah.
I did so much. I've been doing work on myself, as you know, since March of last year.
Yep.
And I started to really, like I've read a book a week. You know, I've lost weight. I've lost 60 pounds since COVID.
Nice.
And I've lost a ton
you
of
lost
weight.
Lost a person.
I have. Yeah. A little person, but a yeah. person. But I've really done so much like self-work. And that was how I spent my entire vacation was reading, you know, workbooks.
Refueling.
Refueling.
I love learning
it. Learning more about myself.
I'm about to take a vacation
of.
On you more.
You have to.
I'm going to Europe next year for sure. Yeah.
Well, the awesome. Wife already, I know I have to. The wife already told me if I don't take a vacation, that's it. It's
London.
Done. So I got to get the hell
go
out
to
of
London.
Here.
Go to
it's
London. Very affordable right now. Yeah. The pound is like 90 cents to a US dollar. And in my lifetime, I've never seen it that low. It's always been like 2 to 1, which made it really
on.
Expensive for
so
us
the,
to go to
the,
London.
The pound is worth
higher,
less than the American dollar? So
yes.
when
they're
when,
in a recession.
When companies that are over there, when the streaming companies that are over there, when they pay out their payouts in American money, do they pay on the day where the American dollar is the highest or the lowest? See, never mind. I'm sorry. Tap in for Kingpin after we'll call it. We'll figure something out for it. But we got stuff to talk about, man. While you were gone in France, the music industry apparently decided not to take a vacation. They
yeah,
went into overdrive.
Everybody kind of got fired.
Everybody got
going.
Fired. Oh, radio
yeah.
departments got wiped
yeah.
out.
Yeah. And video
companies,
departments.
Companies
yeah.
got added to different ad reports, which means they're reporting to different divisions. So there's new label heads, is that?
Yes, yes.
Restructuring.
Restructuring,
I
yep.
just
a
I
couple
do.
Disgruntled
the
employees
the
started
said,
sending
out I'm
memos
out.
Being about the shit that they
yep.
had to see.
I remember when I worked at Warner, I just never forget when we had a meeting. And I just remember we spent a lot of time on the streaming part more than the promotion radio part. And
yes.
I just, that bothered me for a while. And I kept saying, like, this is my first
economics.
Month, but why are we spending the majority of the time here when I work here?
Right.
Because I want to know more about what
about
I
you.
Do. But I was saying, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is more important.
It's way more important.
In
it's
the grander right, scheme of things,
monetized.
Absolutely.
In what we're talking about on this particular meeting, but
yes.
as we had more meetings and we had them all day. Like one thing with labels.
Oh my God.
And you work for a label, you have meetings all day. And then you have to do things from the meeting. So it's like literally you never stop working. And then you're dealing with
and your memo
in LA and you're on the East Coast. So you're working until about 9, 10 p.m.
Yes.
Because people on the East Coast,
six
it's
or six, seven
o'clock.
Yes.
So you can have a meeting at 6 p.m. LA time, but it's 9 p.m.
Right.
But I just noticed, and I didn't mean to maybe take it where I don't know if we were going that way, but yeah. I just remember because I worked for the radio department. I worked for the promotions department, which
yeah.
was the radio department. And I kept saying, and even though the Warner radio department is there, it made me think, wow, what's next?
What's
who's
next?
Next?
Who's next? Exactly.
Because if we're not being innovative in what we're doing, and keep in mind I'm saying we, but you know, I still
the culture.
Have
talk
love
about the
for,
culture, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's next? Because you know, not to, to dwell into that particular department. I just know people at that department that worked there for over 15 years.
Yes.
And you got rid of the entire department.
Yes. Everybody. All in one day. Yep.
In the morning, or actually the night. Night right before, morning, whatever. Yeah. But it was, yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was a bloodbath.
I wasn't expecting that.
I was, only because I, like I mentioned, I hung out with Adam. Adam's like, you know what this week is, right? I'm like, no. He's like, it's bloodbath week. He's like, wow. Everybody's getting fired. I'm like, you sure? He's like, I'm positive. He was right.
Things like that are scary because you make so much money. It's a lot of money made on the label side.
Yes.
And sometimes, and I'm not speaking about Interscope, but I did find myself asking myself, you're making six figures and you do nothing.
There's people making seven figures and doing nothing.
And I'm not trying to tick you off, Kingpin. I would literally be in meetings and I'd just be like,
there's people with $1 million salaries at record labels that have no clue.
I would get frustrated sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not speaking down on anything. I'm just speaking from
your experience.
my perspective and my experience. I would get frustrated.
Yeah.
That's why entire departments got wiped up.
You know, based off of things that I saw, people, you know, follow up, the whole nine. But yeah, it was.
How long did you think that you were going to be able to work at that digital company as a digital stylist? You thought the party was going to be forever? You were going to cash in a 15-year paycheck making phone calls? Yeah. I've heard some of the biggest minds in music look me dead in my face that have been doing this three times as long as I have and tell me, for the first 20 years of the music business, nobody really knew how to work a record. And the second 20 years, you really had radio or TV, so there was, your options were limited if you knew the people who would get them on. I've heard the people that were in the positions of power admit that to me. There was only 6-7 outlets that you had the contact to get a song to do what it did.
Only.
There wasn't urban radio stations.
Yeah.
That's fairly new.
Yeah, yeah.
All 96. Urban rap radio stations, that's fairly new, bro. Yeah. That's 96, modern history.
95.
That's modern history.
Yeah.
That didn't
Hot
exist 97 before.
Was one of the first. Yeah.
So you know what, bro? Out with the old, in with the music business 3.0. If you guys were at the record labels and you didn't see this coming, were you really keeping your ear to the ground?
I think they saw it coming. I don't think anybody was shocked per se.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was shocked.
But I think when it comes, people,
it's messed up.
Worry.
It's an eye opener for sure.
It's definitely an eye opener because you have a lifestyle and you're worried about your kids and you're worried about college funds and all that stuff. But everybody that I know that's been fired in the music business down the road has always said that that was the best thing that ever happened.
Amen.
To them.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know anyone that is like still bitter because they lost their job. It's like better things came along and they were able to rise up like phoenixes out of the...
You leave with a better understanding of how the business of music works. And if you didn't leave
or
with that understanding, then they were right to fire you. Right.
I will also say, it tells you that it changes often.
Yes.
And don't be,
and thank God. Like, that's what I love about it. Like, it every 6 months it's new.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this.
There's
before,
something different all the time.
And that's what makes it fun to me. Cause if it were the same thing day after day after day, I think I'd be in tech.
Do you guys remember ringtones?
Yes.
I think we are in tech. Music is a division.
Do you
technology.
Remember yes. how important and big
yes.
ringtones were.
Yes.
They're still for sale.
Yes. Do you remember they were $3.49?
But remember when it was like the big ever.
The ringback tone.
Yes.
Yes.
When you would call somebody and the song would play.
And the song would play.
Whoa.
Yes.
Like ringtones, I never forget.
Yep.
That was one of the biggest things that ever happened. But even right before that, it was YouTube. Because remember, Soulja Boy, of course, it was other people before Soulja Boy, but I remember Soulja Boy made it popular. And he did a lot of things that is so popular now, back then, because he was so innovative with it. Remember he did the dance instruction video?
Yes, he did.
He did the video, Kingpin. First of all, he did the beat.
Soulja Boy was the first person to hop out his bed and turn his swag on. I don't know what the hell y'all
first of all,
about.
Soulja Boy did the beat. He did the song. He wrote the song. Then the song came out. Millions and millions of views. Then he did the tutorial video. And then he did the tutorial to the tutorial video.
Wasn't it like, and all the kids around him, didn't they all go on to become somebody successful?
Yes. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
The vast majority of them went on to become either like a coaching tree. Artists. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was great.
Because that was.
And he's still winning, by the way. Soldier Boy is still out here putting up numbers. Yeah. Whether he's a star player, he's coming off the bench, he's still out here.
I just remember ringtones, man. I just never forget. Ringtones was a thing.
They're still selling.
It was.
People still make money.
You know, it's funny. I just put a ringtone on my phone, which is weird. I was somewhere and I heard, you know, the iPhone standard ring.
Yeah.
Well, a symphony replayed that. Hysterical. And I thought it was brilliant.
So it's a different version of it.
Yes. Just I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I went and found it. And then I had to like do a bunch of research to get the ringtone onto my phone. I needed two phones. It was crazy what I had to go through because I couldn't buy that sound as a ringtone. Yes. Right. And that's what reminded me, man, it used to be so easy to get ringtones.
It used to be a store. I mean, I know it's a store now, but it used to be like, it was like shopping.
Yes.
And it was charts.
Yes. Yes. There were ringtone charts. You're right.
You can go on Apple Music on your iPhone right now on your iTunes, and you may not be able to buy it as a ringtone because that artist doesn't have it set up as a ringtone. And then back to the beginning, God, did you really do everything that you needed to do to win, my boy? But, you know, moral story, if the artist doesn't have a ringtone for sale, they'll never be able to sell a ringtone.
Exactly. But they were so popular because, remember, you would download an MP3 for 99 cents or $1.29. Ringtones, which were 60 seconds or 30 seconds, were $3.49.
And then we learned about licensing. Which would you rather sell? And then we learned licensing, that they can't pay for more than 60 seconds of the song. That's why
a ringtone
doesn't last longer than 60 seconds. That's why you can't use no more than 60 seconds on TikTok.
Exactly.
Because they only pay for a minute blanket licensing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they, again, the information was gatekept to the original thing. At the end of the day, here's one for you. If you're an artist and you're not trying to have your content in every area of the marketplace, are you really trying to sell records?
Right.
If you have a video and you're not uploading it to Apple to give it to somebody to buy for $1.99, you would rather load it on YouTube for them to watch for free. You're hustling backwards. These are all the things that you guys could be doing to improve your chances. Here's one, Wendy. And now maybe that artist would listen to this. Maybe that artist will create on their landing page an ability for people to download the song off of their website, in exchange for an email address.
Right.
If you guys, if you like this sound, download this sound for free in exchange for your email address, so I can keep you guys abreast as to my next song release or my next ringtone, and then they could try things. Hey, we see you downloaded the Apple Orchestra. We thought you might like the Samsung one. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. I don't got no Samsung, but I know somebody does. Let me send it to them. They may like it. And now it's created a paper trail. So that's what we try to tell these artists to do. Find a product that you make and that people want, and then find a way to tap in with that person.
And who wouldn't want an orchestra playing the iPhone? Right?
I had the craziest, it was a voice, and it would say, "You have a text message, boss." Every time somebody would text me, it would say, "You have a text message, boss. You have a text message, boss." And I've been looking for that sound forever, and I still can't find it.
I still have mine. It's called, "It's So Fluffy." From a movie.
I'm crying. I love it. Yeah, love it's so it. Fluffy.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. But
when we get off air, I'm going to play you my alarm, what wakes me up every day.
Did you find this ringtone in France?
No. I found it here. It was actually on YouTube. I had to play it on YouTube on my one phone and then record it with my other phone. And then I had to send it to myself and then add it. I had to put it in GarageBand. Like it was a whole thing. I would have happily paid $10 for this friggin' ringtone. Cause what I had to go through was, and then of course I'm Googling cause I don't know how to do it. So I'm Googling, how do I get this ringtone? It was crazy.
But you figured it out. You got the ringtone?
I have the ringtone.
Moral of the story. Yep. If you want it bad enough, you'll find the way to get it.
Mm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Cheat code.
Cheateth codeth.
Cheateth codi.
Get two coffee cups because one just won't do.